For the first time in 2 decades, Afghanistan's leaders are thinking seriously about reconstruction. They can expect help from the outside world. Donor nations hold a meeting next week at which they're expected to commit billions of dollars to the country. Much of the aid will focus on emergency needs like demining and medical care. But those immediate problems are only the beginning for a country where fighting has devastated whole cities. NPR's Steve Inskeep has this report from the city of Kandahar.
Kandahari's built their city to last, and it has, considering. Kandahar's finest buildings are made with hundreds of arches, arched windows and doors, vaulted ceilings, arched passageways from room to room. And in the ruins of Kandahar's buildings, the arches still stand, even after house-to-house fighting destroyed the roofs, smashed the doors, burned the floors, and killed the occupants. Near the city's southern gate stands a two-story building. You can look into the arched windows and up through the building to the sky. Outside, a white-bearded man is negotiating the rubble and mud that pass for the sidewalk. Ludin says he remembers what happened here. This building was a hotel, he says. It had a stationery store here on the ground floor. Little kids would buy notebooks on their way to school. Then one day, a Russian military convoy rolled down the street. Afghan rebels attacked and destroyed it. Russian tanks arrived, and the resulting battle destroyed the neighborhood. Ludin says this could be a great building again, but for 2 decades, no one has repaired it. Only part of the building is in use. 3 men have turned one of the sheltered archways into a farm tractor repair shop. Kandahar's new government is just beginning to think about how to rebuild. There's a sign outside a downtown building. The sign reads, in English, Kandahar Plan Department. The new chief planner is Mohammad Rahim Rahimi. If you wanted a simple place to start the reconstruction, you could begin by replacing the broken glass in his office windows. Mohammad Rahim has a few chairs, a few assistants, and a desk decorated with a tiny globe. That's it. He doesn't even have a street map of Kandahar, though he says he can do without it. I'm a citizen of Kandahar, he says. I know every street and every home on every street. The entire map of Kandahar is fixed in my mind, and I can give directions anywhere. When he thinks of Kandahar's future, Mohammad Rahim dreams of Kandahar's past, of the old city fixed in his head. We just want to put back all the buildings as they were, he said. One of Kandahar's first great kings laid out this city street plan more than 2 centuries ago. Its largest buildings lined broad avenues and traffic circles. Starting in 1979, one building after another was destroyed. Just last fall, American bombs destroyed the massive building that the Taliban used as the headquarters of the religious police. Nothing remains except the arches and columns of the classical facade. For now, the people who live amid these spectacular ruins can make only modest plans. At the Kandahar Plan Department, Mohammad Rahim is just trying to help humanitarian aid groups return to town. Their offices are battered and looted. He's also trying to coordinate meetings of government agencies in a city that barely had a government until a few weeks ago. Many Kandahar residents focus now on the most basic problems, including one that you can smell just outside the carpentry shop of a man named Bacha. Bacha is building cabinets in his shop, which fills a single archway in an otherwise ruined neighborhood called Dehoja. Ask about his dreams for the future, and he, like many shopkeepers along this street, can only think of 2 things. He says he'd like somebody to pave the street so it doesn't get so dusty, and he'd like somebody to pick up the garbage. When the Taliban fled Kandahar, the municipal trash pickup stopped. Solid waste is piling up in the streets. The residents left behind dream only of a city where the trash trucks run on time. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Kandahar, Afghanistan.
And you can see photos of Kandahar's ruined facades on our website, npr.org.